can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them. But you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'ma let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'ma do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think.
Welcome everybody to Kaneda's Pinball Podcast. Happy Friday. I'm your host, Kaneda. We made it to another week in pinball, the last week of May, and June is next week, and we are going to get Sonic the Hedgehog. I reached out to my friends at JJP. There is no media day. They are just going to launch this baby. Some media have seen the game. They cannot even say they were even there. I have not seen it. We've seen the playfield image. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. I've got some news about Pokemon at Costco, what the game is going to be like. But before I jump there, I want to start with a topic I heard the other day. I heard someone drop my name. And when you say Kaneda's name, you know, I know why people do it. They want me to listen. They want me to do stuff. I didn't listen to the show. But one of my friends told me what was being mentioned around my name. I've been indicted, if you will. And I've been indicted, and here's the indictment. Here's the charge against Kaneda. That it is my fault that people are looking at Transformers and being upset that Optimus Prime does not transform. That if Kaneda didn't hear information from Stern employees who were watching this thing transform for months and get people super excited about you're about to get one of the greatest mechs in the history of Stern Pinball. I also remember Keith Elwin going on a podcast talking about one of the coolest mechs he's ever seen and it's not on his game and it's coming out soon. I wonder what that was. Do you think it was Meowth? It was Optimus Prime. And so it is Kaneda's fault for mismanaging your expectations. And because I did that, I teed up people to write this game off right away. But once you play it, people, you're going to forget that Transformers doesn't have anything transforming. That once you give this game a chance, trust me, it's really fun. We've heard this before from all of these apologists and all of these shills. These guys are in servitude of the manufacturer. They're in George Gomez's pocket. They're in every manufacturer's pocket. They're in the dealer and distro pocket. That is why they make this happy-go-lucky, unbridled enthusiasm, my genuine enthusiasm, as I go over to Stern and I tell you Transformers is amazing, man, as I go see Sonic the Hedgehog, which I know blows away Transformers, and I won't even tell you that, because I'm going to go down there and film it, and I'm going to get paid in a machine, and then I'm going to give you a review of the game in which I'm going to act like I'm not biased. You see what I'm saying, people? That is the epitome of what most of is out there nowadays. People getting paid, backdoor deals. They weren't going to be transparent until Kaneda was going to say something about that Harry Potter payment. And that's the thing. It's like, it's cool, man. It's cool. But here's where I draw the line. I grew up with Transformers. I'm a Transformers freaking fanatic, bro. I had more money in Transformers than these guys have in pinball machines, okay? I sold my collection years ago, but I grew up with these things. Stern Pinball had one goal, to make a Transformer pinball machine that adequately captured the magic of Transformers. And by making a physical game that has movement, and then you don't have anything that is more than meets the eye. Nothing in this game is more than meets the eye. Nothing in this game is a robot in disguise. Nothing. The whole point of being a robot in disguise is when he's in truck form, he's not a robot yet until he transforms. What's the key word there? What's the verb? Transform, you freaking shills. Don't you get it? So to be super disappointed in this is valid. And this thing was working for a very long time, and instead of taking a delay and getting it to work properly, they simply put a band-aid on the wound, and then they pushed it out to customers. They ushered in all these media that just shill everything, and then all of a sudden, the game's great.